And this was the last item of the day, so it is exactly 5 o'clock.
Do we want to try to knock out the executive officer's report and the planning for the 2018 agenda? Pull those forward and try and do
Let's
them today?
Let's do the planning first. That way we kind of move that along.
And then we can squeeze or contract it, the other one. Okay, so. We're moving to item 21.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to all the folks who participated in the stewardship discussion, by the way. Okay, item 21 proposes the board meeting calendar for 2018. And by and large, the dates are fairly similar. I will call your attention to the slight change of moving the July board meeting, the one we're in right now, forward by 2 weeks to late June. And then additionally, I moved the traditional January meeting 1 week later in the year. What that does is it gets the production dates a little farther away from the Christmas break, which has always been problematic for production of the agenda. So the ask we had here was for you to look at your individual calendars for 2018 and see if you had any overriding conflict with this. Our goal here is to resolve those right now if we can, understanding we're missing a board member. And then we will come back and adopt this as final in the September meeting. Okay, so if you have your calendars, take a look and make sure that fits with your schedules for the year. And I know we're planning quite a ways out in the future, but the idea is we'll cement those dates in, and then you can, to the extent possible, arrange your other endeavors around those.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure when you moved the date of July if you had some
ulterior motive,
endeavor of some outer trip to the foreign lands. 18-week
boondoggle. Okay. Yeah, no. No, there's nothing that far. I know.
That's an inside joke.
I don't have that many
Yes,
dates.
Mike.
When you say you moved the dates, was that from the initial staff report? Because
no.
I've gone over those dates.
No. From its traditional location.
Yeah. All those dates work for me.
Mayor Delgado? Ms. Gray?
They're fine.
I'm fine. They all work for me.
Right. Doesn't conflict with bees or anything? All right.
I have a question, if I may. I learned yesterday that there are a few Wednesday meetings of Monterey Bay Community Power that are going to be happening between now and on occasion. To your recollection, John, do any of these meetings take up a full Wednesday? Or are they all Thursday,
Fridays? I think they're all Thursday, Friday, if I recall. This year, we had to bump forward because we lost access to this room, I think, on a Friday. So we slid forward. Next year, I think it all looked good from access to rooms.
They're all Thursday,
so
Friday.
So they're all Thursday, Friday
guess.
At this
okay.
point.
Thank
right.
you.
And Karina?
No conflicts.
Okay. No conflict with me either. And then one thing to just think about, that's all. You know, for next year, maybe consider Monterey as a location. This year we could not because of remodeling
right.
of
right.
The facilities,
so
but
we're,
the, you know
right.
because the idea is to try to diversify, think a little bit location, so there is a little closer engagement with communities whenever we can.
And acknowledged, and we you and I had some dialogue about that,
right.
And looking at Monterey. Monterey at the time is remodeling their city council chamber. We have used it in the past. It's been about a decade since we've been to the Monterey City Council chamber.
Yep. But just, you know, I don't want to take time. Just
right.
I wanted to
consider
like
that.
This,
yeah.
consider that,
yeah.
you know, for next year. And they'll be in your neck of the woods. Yes, Tammy?
My one item that I'd like you to consider is that when we do book rooms, because we are a state agency, we are not allowed to pay for them. It has to be a free item. So if we can't get a free item, we can't book a room.
Yeah.
So well, if you have contacts, that would be great. I'm just saying if we're going to be changing things, I need some help.
We have connections. So we'll work on that.
Right. So as part of 2019
right.
planning. And then also with 2019 planning, we may up our game technologically in how we do this right here, too. Like consider online polls, for example, with respect to meeting dates, so that we don't have to do this twice.
Okay.
Okay.
That's so, So our action plan here is that we'll also survey Dr. Hunter to finalize this with her, because she's absent today. And then we'll come back with the final in the September agenda package.
All right. Mayor Delgado?
Yeah, you mentioned technological advances. And at the Coastal Commission this morning, it was being live streamed. And so I don't know what it takes to live stream, but that would be an improvement in public outreach if we were to.
I absolutely agree. I raised that. So executive officers and the executive management at State Board get together about 5 times a year. And I raised that issue at the last, it's called Management Coordinating Committee, and I raised it, that issue specifically, that we don't have the capability in our own building to live webcast. And we have a fairly long region. It's 300-plus miles long, and it would facilitate people participating or at least staying in touch with issues. And when I raised it, a couple other very long region executive officers piped up and said, yeah, we don't have that either. That would be really helpful for us. For example, the Lahontan region, Region 6, you know, stretches from desert to Oregon, and, you know, they're confronted with the same issues. State Board said they would look into it. State Board exec said they would look into it. I don't think it's a quick fix, but I will keep nagging.
Yeah, well, we should, because, you know, WQCC, for example, one of the items is going to be on leveraging technology. You know, some of it range from using our own GeoTrack, you know, program, for example. So we reduce, you know, paperwork, do electronic filings, do, you know, looking at drones and things like that. And, you know, it's somewhat ironic that, you know, the state of California is known in the nation of the world as one of the, you know, more electronic, you know, web-based savvy state. And yet, you know, we still do an awful lot in pulp and paper and painful teleconference call where it's awkward because you don't see the person and you get cut off and things like that. You know, I come from a world where, you know, my company had 22 service centers. It was impossible for me to fly to all those places. So, you know, it was all down teleconferencing and same thing internationally. And we had split screen. So I think it'll be great to, you know, promote this in working smarter, and it can save a lot of money also to the state, you know, by doing this.